This is the Sakar Merli of the 5th of December 2024. Essence. Sweet children, churn the ocean of knowledge that you are given. It is only by churning this knowledge that you can extract the nectar from it. Question. What is the way to become prosperous for 21 births? Answer. The jewels of this knowledge. The more jewels of this knowledge you imbibe in this most auspicious confluence age, the more prosperous you become. The jewels of this knowledge of the present time become jewels and diamonds there. Only when you souls listen to these jewels of knowledge and imbibe them, and then relate them to others, can your faces remain cheerful. The Father's name will then be glorified through that. Only when all devilish traits are removed from you can you become prosperous. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you children about this knowledge and that devotion. You children understand that there is no devotion in the Golden Age, and that you don't even receive this knowledge in the Golden Age. Sri Krishna neither does devotion nor plays the flute of knowledge. That flute, the Merli, means to give this knowledge. It is remembered there is magic in the flute. Therefore, there must definitely be some magic. Simply to play a flute is a common thing. Religious beggars, fakirs, also play flutes. This flute has the magic of this knowledge. Ignorance wouldn't be called magic. People believe that Sri Krishna used to play a flute and they praise him a lot. The Father says Sri Krishna was a deity. You continue to change from human beings into deities and from deities into human beings. There is the world of deities and also the world of human beings. It is through this knowledge that you change from human beings into deities. When it is the Golden Age, you have the inheritance of this knowledge. There is no devotion in the Golden Age. Devotion begins again when deities become human beings. Human beings are called vicious, whereas deities are called viceless. The world of deities is called a pure world. You are now changing from human beings into deities. Deities do not have this knowledge. Deities are in salvation. Only those who are in degradation need this knowledge. You develop divine virtues by studying this knowledge. The behaviour of those who imbibe this knowledge is very divine. The behaviour of those who imbibe it less is mixed. It wouldn't be called devilish. How could I call them my children if they don't imbibe this knowledge? If you children don't recognise the Father, how can the Father recognise you? You insult the Father so much. To insult God is very bad. When you become Brahmins, you stop insulting the Father. Therefore, you have to churn this ocean of knowledge. Students, churn this ocean of knowledge and make progress. You are being given this knowledge. Therefore, you have to churn it in order to be able to extract the nectar from it. What would you churn if you do not churn this knowledge? You would churn devilish thoughts through which you only extract rubbish. You are now God's students. You know that the Father is teaching you a study that changes you from human beings into deities. Deities do not teach you this. No deity would ever be called the ocean of knowledge. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge. You should ask yourself whether you have all the divine virtues. If you have any devilish traits, you should remove them. Only then can you become deities. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. You are becoming the most auspicious, and so the atmosphere around you also has to be very good. Do not let dirty words emerge from your lips. Otherwise, it would be said that you have a low status. You can know people from the atmosphere around them. The words they speak would only be hurtful. You children have to glorify the Father's name. Let your faces remain constantly cheerful. Let only jewels constantly emerge from your lips. This picture of Lakshmi and Narayan shows them as cheerful. Those souls had imbibed the jewels of knowledge. Such jewels would have emerged from their lips. They would only have listened to and spoken jewels of knowledge. They would have had so much happiness. The jewels of knowledge you are receiving now will later become real diamonds and jewels. The rosary of nine jewels is not one of jewels and diamonds. It is a rosary of living jewels. People think that it is of real jewels and wear rings, etc., of nine jewels. It is only at this most auspicious confluence age that the rosary of jewels of this knowledge is created. These jewels of knowledge make you prosperous for 21 births. No one can steal these jewels from you. If you wear jewels here, someone would soon rob you. Therefore, you have to make yourselves very sensible and remove any devilish traits. The face of someone who has a devilish trait of anger becomes as red as copper. The face of someone who indulges in the vice of lust becomes ugly. Sri Krishna is also portrayed as ugly. It was because of vice that he changed from beautiful to ugly. You children have to churn the ocean of knowledge about every aspect. This study enables you to receive a great deal of wealth. You children must have heard that an advisor to Queen Victoria was previously so poor that he used to study under a street lamp. However, that study is not one that enables you to receive these jewels. By studying knowledge, you can claim a high position. So, it is the study that is useful, not the money. Education is wealth. That wealth is limited, whereas this wealth is unlimited. You now understand that the Father is teaching you and making you into the masters of the world. When you are there, you won't study anything to earn an income. Because of the effort you make now, you receive an abundance of wealth there. Your wealth there is imperishable. Deities had a lot of wealth, even when they fell onto the path of sin. In the kingdom of Ravan, they still had a lot of wealth. They had so many temples built that were later looted by the Muslims. How wealthy they were! You couldn't become as wealthy as they were through any of today's studies. Therefore, look what human beings can become through this study. You become wealthy from poor. Look how poor Bharat is at present. Those who are called wealthy have no time. People have so much arrogance about their wealth and position. You must finish your arrogance here. Each of us is a soul, and a soul has no money or diamonds or jewels, etc. A soul has nothing. The Father says, "Sweet children, forget your bodies and all your bodily relations." When a soul leaves his body, his wealth, etc., is all over for him. Then, when that soul starts to study afresh and earns an income, he can become wealthy. If he has performed charity and made donations, he would take birth in a wealthy home. It is said you receive the fruit of your past actions. If you built a college or a dharmashala, etc., or gave the donation of knowledge, you would receive the fruit of that. However, that is only for a temporary period. You give donations and perform charity here. You don't do this in the Golden Age. There are only good actions in the Golden Age, because that is the inheritance of a present time. None of your actions would be sinful there, because Ravan doesn't exist there. It is when you start to indulge in vice that your actions become vicious. It is because of vice that the actions you perform are sinful. No sinful actions are performed in heaven. Everything depends on your actions. This Maya, Ravan, makes you develop devilish traits. Then the Father comes and fills you with all virtues. There is then a war between those who belong to the clan of Rama and those who belong to the clan of Ravan. You are the children of Rama. So many good children are defeated by Maya. Baba won't mention any names. He still has hope in them. He has to uplift even those who are the most degraded. The Father has to uplift everyone in the world. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan has reached the state of total degradation. Every day the Father gives you ways to save yourself and save others. However, if you still fall, you become the most degraded of all. You are then not able to climb as high. That state of degradation would continue to bite them inside. Just as it is said, whatever you remember in your final moments, so they too would constantly remember their state of degradation. Therefore, the Father sits here and explains this to you children. Every cycle you are the ones who listen to how the world cycle turns. Animals will not understand this. Only you listen to this and understand it. Human beings are human beings. Lakshmi and Narayan also have ears, eyes and a nose. After all, they are human beings. However, because they have divine virtues, they are called deities. You now know the cycle of how they become such deities and how they then fall. Those who continue to churn the ocean of knowledge will be able to imbibe this. Those who do not churn the ocean of knowledge are called Buddhas. Those who give this knowledge to others will continue to churn the ocean of knowledge and think about what they should explain on which topic. They keep hoping that even if they do not understand it today, they will understand it in the future. To keep hoping means to be interested in doing service. You mustn't get tired. Even if someone who had climbed high and then became degraded comes to you, you would still ask him with a lot of love to sit down, would you not? Or would you tell him to go away? You would ask him about his welfare and where he has been for so many days and why he has not come, would you not? He would reply that he had been defeated by Maya. They do remember all of this. There is no question of victory or defeat in devotion. This knowledge has to be imbibed. You cannot become deities unless you become Brahmins. There are no physical Brahmins among the Christians, Buddhists, Parsis, etc. The children of those Brahmins are Brahmins. You now understand these things. You know that you have to remember Alpha. It is by remembering Alpha that you receive a kingdom. When you meet someone, ask him to remember Alpha, Allah. Alpha is said to be the most elevated. They point up to Alpha. Alpha is absolutely straight, from the Sindhi language script. Alpha is also said to be one, Ek, one. There is only the one God. All the rest are his children. The Father is called Alpha. He gives you this knowledge. He also makes you his children. Therefore, you children should have so much happiness. Baba is serving us so much. He is making us into the masters of the world. However, he himself doesn't enter that pure world. No one invites him into the pure world. It is only those in the impure world that call out to him. What would he do if he came into the pure world? He is called the purifier. Therefore, it is his duty to change this old world into a pure world. The Father's name is Shiva, and you children are called Saligrams. Both he and you are worshipped. However, those who worship them do not know whom they are worshipping. They have simply created that system of worshipping. They build first-class magnificent temples, etc., of diamonds and jewels to the goddesses and worship them. They simply make oval images of clay to worship and then break them afterwards. It doesn't take any effort to make them. It takes effort to make statues of the goddesses. Worshipping them takes no effort at all. Everything is received free. The stones rub against one another in the water and become smooth and round. They become completely egg-shaped. It is even said that souls are egg-shaped and reside in the Brahm element. And that is why that abode is called Brahmand, egg-shaped. You become the masters of Brahmand, and of the world as well. So first of all, you have to explain about the One Father. Everyone calls Shiva Baba, and remembers him. Secondly, even Brahma is called Baba. Since he is the father of the people, Prajapita, he is the father of all people. He is also their great-great-grandfather. You children now have all of this knowledge. Many people speak of Prajapita Brahma, but none of them knows him accurately. Whose child is Brahma? You would say that he is the child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Shiv Baba has adopted him, and so he has to be a bodily being. All souls are the children of God. Then, when a soul receives a body, it is said to be adoption by Prajapita Brahma. It is not the other adoption. Has the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, adopted you souls? No. It is you bodily beings that are adopted. You are now Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. Shiv Baba doesn't adopt anyone. All souls are eternal and imperishable. All souls receive their own bodies and their own parts that they have to perform. These parts are eternal and imperishable and have continued from time immemorial. There can be no beginning or end to them. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Finish any arrogance you have of your wealth or position. Make yourself prosperous with the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Never become tired of doing service. 2. In order to keep the atmosphere good, only allow the jewels of this knowledge constantly to emerge from your lips. Pay attention to saying nothing that would hurt anyone. Remain cheerful. Blessing. May you be filled with all powers and be able to stabilize your mind and intellect in a second, no matter what the atmosphere is like. Bapdada has given all of you children all the powers as your inheritance. To have the power of remembrance means to be able to focus your mind and intellect wherever you want, and to be able to stabilize your mind and intellect in a second, whatever the atmosphere is like. The situation may be of upheaval. The atmosphere may be tamaguni. Maya may be trying to make you belong to her. But in spite of that, you must become stable in a second. When you have such controlling power, you would then be said to be one with all powers. Slogan. Those who wear the crowns of responsibility for world benefit and of the light of purity become double crowned. Om Shanti.